and welcome to episode number 12 of Building a Better Body podcast. How is everybody doing today? Good, I hope. So let's get straight into it. What is new with me? I have actually been trying to sort my sleep out. You may have noticed that if you follow me on social network. I sort of find that my sleep has been a bit fractured lately, and it's something that I'm always trying to promote. And if I cannot practice what I preach, then something is wrong. So first of all, what I've been using to track my sleep, there's lots of different sort of sleep tracking apps out there, but this one here I think is one of the best, and it's called Auto Sleep. It's a couple of pound, not a big deal. And the good thing about it is, if you have a smartwatch, not mentioning any names, it's so smart that when you actually go to bed, it starts tracking your sleep. And if you're restless in the middle of the night, it will track that. If you get up in the middle of the night, it'll track that. And it knows exactly when you get out of bed as well. And the beauty of it is you don't actually have to tell it when you're going to sleep. You know, sometimes you'll forget, oh, I forgot to start it. Or even worse, you forget to stop it and the tracking isn't correct. So it's pretty smart. So I just throw my watch on airplane mode, do not disturb, don't have it light up at all. And I just have it tap me on the wrist as an alarm in the morning. And then when you wake up, you have a wee look on the app on your phone and you will see when you've been in a deep sleep, when you've woke up, and it should all make sense because if you remember getting up to go to the bathroom, say, there should be a little gap where you've gotten up. And it's all very well and good seeing if things are not going to plan. So what can I do to change the quality of my sleep? And I have talked about this before, but I have regimentally been trying something this week and I do believe it's working. So what have I been doing? About an hour before going to bed, I turn off the TV. I don't look on social media. I plug my phone into charge and say good night to my phone, basically. And I have been reading a book, just an ordinary book, actual paper with pages, not on a tablet. And I think it is working, I do, because I feel more relaxed and I'll go to sleep quite easily. There's a slight improvement in the quality of my sleep as well, but I think I need to do it for a bit longer just to see what's happening. And I haven't hit a weekend yet, so we'll see if I can still keep up that kind of regime of, you know, silencing my brain, turning off technology a good hour or so before going to bed. We're not perfect. I know it's hard to do the exact same thing every single night, but I think if the majority of the time you can wind down, it's great. And actually, I tried another thing last night. I'm reading a book called Emotional Agility by Susan David. It suggested writing anything at all that's in your head emotion-wise. So if you think back to the last week or day, stuff that's come up for you and you've kind of embedded it deep down in your brain and forgotten about it, just kind of write about that experience or those experiences, get them out there, and it actually helps sort of release a lot of stress in your brain. And writing has kind of been the thing that people don't do anymore because of technology. You know, getting a bit of paper out and a pen, people don't think of doing that, but when you do it, it's really surprising how much stuff comes up. You think, I can't even think of anything to write. What am I going to do? Well, it literally, as soon as you put pen to paper, thoughts flow. It's very, very interesting. I did a counselling course a while back where we practice active listening. And, you know, one person would be the one that talks and the other person listens. And you think, you know, there's not going to be any conversation at all if you don't respond. But the other person opens up a lot. And you know, you can listen and sort of receive their information, and they talk quite a lot because of the silence. So same for you, if you give your brain a little bit of silence, lots of writings will come up and it's quite cathartic. So I suggest you give that a go too. So that's what's new with me. All sorts of chill out time happening. Alrighty, moving on, let's talk about what is in the news. So some findings from a survey by the organisers of VitaFoods Europe 2017, which takes place in May in Geneva. Visitors were asked what they saw as the most important trends in the nutrition industry. For the short term, or over the next 12 months, personalized nutrition was picked by 1 in 5 respondents, or 19%. However, when they were asked to think about the long term, the next 3 years, over a third, or 35%, identified it as an important trend. The figures reflect the emergence of new possibilities such as individualized dietary guidelines, wearable technology, and personalized nutrition based on genetic testing. According to another hot topic for the future was nutrigenomics. Have you heard of that? Well, this was seen as an important short-term trend for 8% of respondents, but an important long-term trend for twice as many, or 17%. So nutrigenomics, what is it? It is the study of the effects of food and food constituents on gene expression. So this is about focusing on identifying and understanding the interaction between nutrients with the genome, or in other words, the genetic material of an organism. The survey also demonstrated the continuing importance of high quality and evidence-based claims in order to meet regulatory requirements and consumer demand. So this is a great emerging trend, I believe. It's exciting to see that we're moving away from the cookie cutter meal plans, because I believe they just don't work. You know, we have different tastes, different goals, and different performance related needs. And that's what we need to be taking on board when we're building any sort of dietary habits. But if we really want our genes to express themselves fully, then, you know, this personalization becomes important. So I'm talking about the difference between feeling just okay to feeling freaking amazing, you know, a real state of alertness so you can perform at your peak. And I don't just mean athletically either. I mean, feeling really sharp mentally, you know, being able to think clearly and articulate our points of view well. Now I get the feeling you're really listening to how I articulate my sentences today. I believe a lot of us have kind of, you know, got used to that groggy, sort of cloudy-headed feeling that you have, especially in the morning. And it could be a mixture of a lot of aspects, like lack of sleep, stress issues, your diet, you know, lots of different parameters. So dialing in on our specific needs and adjustments just makes sense, doesn't it? So that's what's in the news and a little bit of what I have to say on the matter. Now, moving along to the topic of the week. So a bit of a self-indulgent one today. today I am going to talk about me. No, basically what I can do for you. I want to help you create some healthy, long-lasting changes in your life. And as you may or may not know, I've been studying for a long time on all things health and fitness, full of all sorts of useful and important information, I believe. And I am now, as you know, a certified primal health coach. And recently I've been working on my own coaching program and have now got an amazing 12-week program, which flows really well. It's kind of in a bit of a beta stage at the minute. So let me explain roughly what it's going to look like. If you want to jump on board with me, I am going to guide you through a plan that will help you dial in your nutrition in a personal way. I will educate you on what foods can make you feel good and what foods make you feel less than optimal. I'll help you understand why being fat adapted on occasion is a very efficient way to burn energy. I'll give you advice on managing your sleep and stress levels in order for your body to repair itself properly. We will discuss training methods. I will give you some core movements that you can incorporate into your workout routines and then manipulate in order to suit your level of fitness. And if possible, I encourage you to also work along with a PT just to ensure proper techniques, or even to take away that gym fear if that's where you're going to be working out. We will have regular check-ins to check out how you're progressing. I will provide you lots of handy PDFs you can use for reference points regarding things like shopping lists and the primal key concepts. So at the moment, I'm just testing the water for interest. So if you would like more information, I'd love to hear from you. So you can email me at karen@goodcleanchow.com. And if you just put in the subject line coaching, I will send you some information. So this program, I want it to completely be about empowerment. I will absolutely give you the tools and the encouragement, But at the end of the day, it's up to you to make and want to make the changes. Now, perhaps this isn't the right time for you. You know, you could have a lot going on, and adding another plan to your lifestyle isn't going to fit right now. And that's okay. I'll always be here when you're ready. And as I mentioned, I won't be dishing out generic meal plans. We don't learn from that. We will tweak together in order to find your bliss in your sweet spots. So if you're up for the challenge, drop me a line, as I say, at karen@goodcleantry.com with the subtitle, or the title, sorry, coaching. And that's pretty much all I want to talk about today. Very, very short. On the side of that, of course, listener questions always to karen@goodcleantry.com. And if you want to support the show, have a wee look at goodcleanchow.com/support. And please, while you're in the podcast app, give me a little review on iTunes, and that would be awesome. Okay, until next week, keep on rocking. See you later. The purpose of this podcast is to educate and inform. It is in no way a substitute for medical advice. So please consult with your general practitioner before embarking on any new diet or exercise regime.